Welcome to Brushstrokes of Being podcast, where I tell the stories of art, artists, and have conversations with people in the arts. I am Karin Merix, your host, and I am an artist, art historian, cultural philosopher, teacher, and mentor. Welcome to the first episode of Brushstrokes of Being in 2026. Today, I want to begin the year not with urgency, but with attention. I'm looking at a painting I made of Janine Jansen. I worked through the video slowly, watching, sketching, returning, until there was a moment when everything aligned. All my senses agreed. There it was. She became the music. One with her instrument. As if she rose from the stage, not away from the body, but deeper into it. The music itself is breathtaking. Sibelius seems to live inside her. It is a signature work, not because it is repeated, but because it is inhabited. Janine Jansen was a prodigy, yes, highly gifted, but that never meant effort was absent. On the contrary, mastery was the doorway. And today, I want to reflect on mastery, not as a limitation, but as a liberation. Across genres, eras, and cultures, we encounter the same quiet truth. Technical skill, disciplined practice, and long immersion are not constraints. They are the wings of imagination. From Janine Jansen in classical music, to John Coltrane in jazz, to Michael Jackson in pop, mastery did not narrow expression, it made expression possible. In classical training, technique is internalized until it disappears. The body remembers so that the mind can listen. When this happens, interpretation, emotion, and meaning can move freely. Yet this depth of training is often misunderstood, described as rigid, elitist, or exclusionary. Some voices even mischaracterized classical study as inherently political or oppressive. But mastery itself does not belong to any one culture, color, or tradition. Mastery appears wherever disciplined practice meets imagination. Consider John Coltrane, who reportedly practiced 12 hours a day. Thelonious Monk, who worked in bursts through the night, then slept, not according to rules, but according to his inner rhythm. Or Michael Jackson, whose lifelong training in singing, dance, composition, and lyric writing allowed him to transform popular music into something singular and lasting. Jazz and pop may have offered different entry points, but in the United States, many black musicians were denied access to formal classical institutions altogether. Nina Simone, for example, was rejected by the Curtis Institute of Music, which offered tuition-free education. Segregation meant that higher education was often inaccessible or outright closed. And yet, mastery emerged through resilience, through improvisation, through relentless self-education. Their genius reminds us that skill and imaginations are inseparable, even and perhaps especially when opportunity is unequal. For me, painting Janine Jansen, sketching Thelonious Monk, Nina Simone, or Ella Fitzgerald is not quotation. It is continuity. These studies, these paintings, are part of a living conversation across disciplines. Observing and honoring mastery deepens my own practice, technically, historically, and intuitively. Mastery is often mistaken for something rigid or formulaic, but true skill creates freedom. It allows the mind to wander without fear. It gives imagination a structure strong enough to hold nuance, emotion, and silence. In painting, music, or any serious discipline, the principle is the same. Technical fluency gives space. Space for subtlety, for restraint, for depth. These things cannot be forced. They cannot be simulated. In my studio, I protect time for silence, ritual, and containment. This is where visual memory, intuition, and historical understanding meet. Loneliness does not exist here. Integration does. The same is true in musical practice. This work is quiet, often unseen, frequently misunderstood. But it is where the work truly lives, long before it meets the world. To create something that lasts, whether in classical music, jazz, pop, or visual art, the work that comes first is what makes everything else possible. Resistance to that truth often has less to do with ideology and more to do with an unwillingness to stay with the discipline long enough. As we move into 2026, I invite you to reconsider mastery, not as something that restricts you, but as something that frees you. Across cultures, generations, and forms, disciplined skill has always been the vessel through which imagination becomes real. So let us honor that discipline and give ourselves and our creative processes the space and respect they need to flourish. And for those who wish to deepen their practice, I've created a short course called Mastering Light and Shadow. It's designed to help you bring your sketches and drawings fully to life. And that understanding inevitably carries into painting. The course is available at onlineartseducation.co.uk with lifetime access and the option to upload work for feedback. So welcome to this new year of Brushstrokes of Being. I wish you a very peaceful and productive week. And remember, art is the cradle of your soul. Take care.